Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. And I am your host, the one and only Shut Up Tim. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Of course. Thank you. Now, I do want to put out a note for all the listeners, all my loyal listeners in the class that's with me here today. I am experiencing minor vocal issues. Apparently, this is one of the side effects from my new medication I'm taking, and hopefully we'll figure out exactly, you know, the benefits outweigh the costs, so hopefully we can work through this vocal issue. You can hear it going in and out. And I hope this doesn't affect you, the listeners in my class, from experiencing what, you know, Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title, can be, because I just want Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title, to be the best Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title, it can be. So we'll just move past the vocal issues and go from there. So, but the good news is I think the other issue is gone. So, or at least we're dealing with it. Hopefully the side effects won't be too jarring from all of the class. Like every Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. It's a kind of a in-depth, unedited look into one of the podcasters of the Jay and Jack Network. And I know everyone here is super excited. I was super excited for last episode. It was probably the best episode we'll ever have with the one and only my personal best friend, Mike Bloom, on the show. And, you know, like, maybe I'm just like my voice is tearing up almost. Like, I'm in love with Mike Bloom. And so I just wanted to say that everyone lower their expectations. We'll still have, I'm on this episode, so it'll still be a great episode. I'm just not, just don't expect Mike Bloom level of quality coming up. And then finally, before we get to our special guest, I do want to, again, shout out there. Thank you, SP, my intern. He helped me gather information for this episode. And as always, he's the man behind the man. You know, he doesn't deserve much credit, but he, like, in order for him to, like, get me tea and throat lozenges, I have to at least mention his name. I think he gets off when he hears his own name on podcasts, which is kind of weird. All right. So for the fourth, and this is our first season finale, I am very excited to welcome to Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. I am welcoming Amanda from the broadcast. Welcome, Amanda, to the show.
Oh, welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here on this esteemed program.
I mean, of course you are. I mean,
yeah. And I appreciate that you lowered expectations because, you know, I am no Mike Bloom and I never will be. So thank you. Thank you for putting me in a position to succeed. I really appreciate that.
Well, you know, low expectations is the key to happiness in life.
That's what I always say.
And I agree. You are no Mike Bloom. That's and true. I definitely don't think we'll ever be best friends like me and Mike Bloom are. But
that's OK.
I have to say. It's fine. I can live with it.
Same. I can Same-sies. Totally live with that. Same-sies. Okay. Look, we're getting along already. This is great.
Great. And so just to remind you of the format of Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. We first go into my brilliant mind and my intern's slightly less brilliant mind for my questions. Then we get questions from the hosts of the Jay and Jack Network specifically for you. And then if we have time, we get to the patrons who, you know, do fund this show. But, you know, their questions aren't the best. So that's why they come at the end. So if we only we have time.
All right.
And
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, I did want to say how much I really enjoyed last episode. And you were telling me before we started recording that you loved it too. I was just wondering, what was your favorite moment from the last episode of Jay and Jack Present, the Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim? Yes, this is the full title.
Oh, well, I guess there was some miscommunication because I didn't listen to the last episode. This is terribly awkward.
Okay, so we'll just edit this out. Just say you liked when Mike said he loved me, loved Tim, and that we were best friends, and bless
right.
you.
Yes. Oh, so, sure, yeah. Oh, it was a great episode. Really, really very good. I'd have to say the bromance between the two of you guys, when you said you were best friends.
He said we were best friends.
Oh, right. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mike Bloom said that you guys were best friends and it just, you know, that kind of stuff. It really tugs at my heartstrings.
Okay. Enough of your fanatic questions about Mike Bloom. Let's move on to questions about you. First question, and this is like the number one question I was getting throughout the internet and throughout my research.
Oh my.
Shandy, overrated or severely overrated?
Just the right amount of rated.
So overrated?
Sure.
Okay. And second question is, we like to know, how did you get into podcasting and or why?
Just by being Colleen's roommate. And that's really the long and short of it. We lived together. I mean, it's no secret. We lived together during her Metro Buzz days. And I would just be hanging around the apartment. And it started as just, hey, Amanda, jump in. You know, we're recording. Why don't you, like, sit in on a segment? And then we started doing the rooftop sessions. And people liked them. So we kept doing them. And yeah, and that was kind of that. And then when Colleen had the idea for the broadcast, she reached out to me and asked if I would want to get back into it and do it. And I was really honored she thought of me, and it's been a lot of fun.
Do you realize that Colleen claims to have the idea for the broadcast, but in actuality, I came up with the
concept. It was your idea.
It was my idea, in fact.
That does make sense. We do know that she does like to collaborate on ideas.
Or take ideas, you mean.
Semantics.
Yes. Okay, so my next question. This episode is turning 4 years old today. Did you know that? This is our four-year-old birthday today.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Great season finale for this episode.
Walking and talking and speaking in full sentences. Yeah, pretty exciting.
And for four-year-olds, according to Freud, this is the phallic stage where children are focused on the genitalia and begin to discover the physical differences between boys and girls.
Oh,
do you care to elaborate on this?
I was like, is that code for I should start itching my boobs now?
Oh, God.
They've been extra itchy today. So I don't know if it's just because I was nervous for this or not. But yeah.
Is it a nerve thing, or do you think it's glandular or an allergy?
After today, I think it might be a nerve thing.
Oh, my gosh. My voice is just dying right now.
It's okay. Vocal fry is sexy. People are into it. It's totally fine.
Vocal fry is not sexy. I have to say, Amanda, your next question.
Yes, Tim.
It's been said that you're the Nick of the broadcast. Nick from the Married Man show, of
really?
Course.
Who says that?
Which is to say the other two co-hosts are so loud and interrupt you so frequently that you don't get many opportunities to actually speak. So with that being said, is there anything you would like to say here now that you have the opportunity?
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't even know to begin.
Wait, Amanda. Sorry, I got to interrupt you right here.
Oh,
Jane Jack present a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. Actually has a sponsor this week, and I have to read the copy right now.
That's great. No.
Our corporate overlords, Jane Jack, are forcing us to do that. Sorry to
boost
in on you. But
totally understand.
For the busy woman on the go, Stitch Fix is the personal styling service tailored to your taste, budget, and lifestyle that helps you look and feel your best every day. And it's simple. Just step one, get started with a personal style quiz. Create a style profile, and your personal stylist can get to know you. Step two, receive 5 personal pieces delivered to your door. Try it on and discover styles handpicked for you, your budget, and your style. And finally, step three, keep what you want and send back the rest. You only pay for what you keep. Your feedback makes your next experience even better. And for right now, if you want the discount of 50% off your first purchase, just go to www.stitchfix.com/not-a-real-ad. Okay, Amanda.
Yes.
I know you work in the media. Can you kind of describe what your job does? Because I too work in the media. You know, I'm not only a professor of this class, but I'm also a television professor in college and work in video production. We do similar jobs, right?
I think we do. We probably have a lot of overlap. So in its simplest form, I am a promo producer. So what that means is that I pretty much do most of the arms of production just in small form. So I do essentially commercials for TV shows. So when breaking down a show and sort of what is interesting about it, what's going to get a viewer to want to watch. So I write scripts, I direct shoots, if that's what a spot calls for. I edit my own stuff. So it's a lot of that. I work for I work in public television, so I work for a few channels here in New York. Yeah, and then so I do promos and channel branding, and I also do a lot of our underwriting spots, which is kind of like a hybrid of straight up commercials for our underwriters, the companies that provide money to help the station stay running, keep the lights on.
So I bet your apartment's just buried in tote bags.
No, you know what? I don't have a single tote bag. I do have one from NPR because I donate there. But yeah, no, not a single tote bag. It's kind of a bummer, and I think I'm kind of doing this thing wrong.
Okay, we've reached the most important question of the entire show.
Okay.
What's your favorite apple?
Oh, I've been thinking about this. It's very specific. So my favorite apple is Honeycrisp, but it has to be cold. Ooh. So it has to be in the fridge.
Absolutely. I'm a cold apple guy myself. I won't even eat a warm apple.
Like, no, it's just not as good. It doesn't have it loses some crunch of its crisp. Yeah, the crunch. It loses its crispness.
Not that I would ever eat a Red Delicious, because the only thing a Red Delicious is red. But
yeah, it's not even delicious. Lose the red.
That is like mush. It's like mush. And if you put it in the fridge, it's okay, but it's not delicious. Okay. Have you heard of the ugly friend effect that women, put into practice, when they go out to clubs and stuff?
I have heard tell of it, yes.
Yeah, so that's like you go with a couple of ugly friends so that you are the star.
Oh, dear. I'm getting nervous where this is
going. Is this your podcasting MO?
I don't understand. No, if you're referring to the attractiveness of my co-hosts, I think they are lovely ladies.
That's your perspective? okay. If the Married Man show, men, and the broadcast broads were to hook up.
Oh, Jesus.
Obviously, Nick would be with Shandy and Colleen would be with Jay.
Yeah.
That leaves me, Jack, or Boston from you to choose from. Who would you choose?
Oh, no. I mean, that's hard. You're all married. I'm not into breaking up marriages here.
It's fine. You got to pick one.
Nah, I plead the fifth, man. You
plead the fifth.
I can't break up marriages. Come on. I respect you gentlemen too much.
All right, I guess. Lame. since the broadcast had its series finale, do you plan on starting a new podcast or continuing podcasting somewhere else?
No, I'm committed to the broadcast. We're going to take a little hiatus and we'll be back in January.
I read it was the series finale.
Oh, Well, hopefully we'll be back.
I've got
or
one.
I'll be out of a job.
I've got one more question for you, and this is a leftover from the Mike Bloom podcast, but I really wanted to ask it. I was hoping maybe you could help. You watch Westworld, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, this is a Westworld spoiler, so if you don't want to know this Westworld spoiler, turn off your phone or iPod, throw it out the window or in the trash can, and never listen to the rest of the podcast, okay? So Westworld spoiler. Arnold Weber is an anagram for Bernard Lowe, and Mike Bloom is an anagram for Milk Me Boo. Is there a correlation there?
Absolutely. I think there's totally a correlation.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Okay, now we move into our section where, you know, slightly great questions, but these are questions from the hosts of the Jay and Jack Network, and we'll actually start with the titular Jay. Jay asks, I collect stupid toys for dumb babies. Do you collect anything?
Yeah, I used to collect shot glasses, but I've kind of gotten away from that. So I don't know what else I currently collect. I feel like I've just been a collector my whole life, so all sorts of weird stuff.
Not tote bags.
No. I mean, I do have a lot of tote bags, just none of them are from my employer.
Hmm. Boston asks, since entering the cohabitation zone, what's been the biggest thing you have learned from your experience? What advice can you offer other potential cohabitors who might be listening?
This is tough. I don't know, that you can't expect the other person to get as much stuff done in a day as you do. communicating is really important. And I don't know. That's a good one. I'm stumped.
All right. We have here a mystery host who wanted his name to be left off. So he says, howdy, girl. Why don't you scratch them melons up on this mic for me? And then Nick's,
is that a question?
And then Nick's other question is, do your boobs itch when they sense you're in danger? Is that your superpower?
I think it is. I think, as we were talking about earlier, I think it is. And I think that's just a pretty cool superpower to begin with. I think it is totally... When I'm nervous, they get a little itchy.
All right. And now we're into our listeners section, the patrons and the listeners of this great show, you know, Jay Jack Present, the Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster's Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. And our first listener goes by the name of Matt Eichhoff. Do you know any martial arts? Have you ever punched a man or a woman in the face or kicked a man or woman in the balls?
I don't know martial arts. I wish I did, because that's super cool. Yeah. And I wish I could say I punched someone in the face, but I think I've only just dreamed about punching someone in the face. I don't think I've actually ever done it.
Sure.
On purpose.
Hopefully not me.
No.
But you ever kicked a woman in the balls?
Well, there was this one time. No.
No, you've never kicked anyone in the groin?
Well, I used to play soccer, so probably a million times accidentally.
See, that counts.
Yeah, so I guess so, yeah.
All right. Amanda, yes. With winter coming, what is your regime to ensure your skin is protected from the dry air? So your boobs aren't itchy, and that's from Amy in quote-unquote Boston.
Nice. Well, it's a very good question. A lot of lotion. I'm a big fan of Bliss lotion. It's very feels really good. And just staying really bundled up. I'm a big fan of, like, scarves and hats and things. And I sleep with a humidifier, which is more for breathing purposes. But I think it also helps with skin a little bit.
It helps with the itch.
Helps with the itch. And also, I was reading that you're not supposed to actually, like, exfoliate as much in the winter, because that also makes your skin more sensitive, so it'll dry out.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I know. This is really, like, we're getting into the good girly stuff here.
Okay, Christy Bartlett asks, why are you so cute?
Oh, that's adorable. I think you're cute.
Barf. And then she also would like to know, what's the best and worst thing about living with Colleen? Dish it.
Oh no. Oh, Colleen made me promise I wouldn't tell any stories. But yeah, I guess Colleen was a very loud talker.
No,
Yeah.
duh.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. So there would definitely be times where I'd be during the summer when the windows would be open, where I'd be walking home from the subway and I could hear her on the phone from the sidewalk two houses down. So yeah, there was that. But other than that, you know, she was a good roommate. She always made sure our fridge was stocked with cheap white wine. So yeah, other than that, she was a little loud.
Maggie Mack also asks, how do you like podcasting?
I love it. I think it's a lot of fun. It's been a really cool outlet.
But also, she wants to know any good stories from when you and Colleen were roommates?
I just told one.
Well.
I don't, yeah, Colleen put an embargo on that one. But I'm trying to think if there's any really good story. We used to live above three drag queens. Who were really adorable, fun guys.
You didn't kick any of them in the balls.
No, they were too nice. They really looked out for us.
And then next question is again about you living with Colleen. What is the smelliest dump of Colleen's you ever smelled?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm sure they're Christmas 2008.
I
I don't
mean,
know.
like on the like smellometer scale, like what's the worst? I guess they're asking.
Don't know. The bathroom in that apartment was really, really terrible. Like the toilet straight up didn't work. You had to plunge it anytime you flushed anything. Like liquid, solid, it did not matter. So I'm sure there was a lot of smells, but it was probably more just the straight up septic than it was anything that was coming out of either one of our bodies. It was pretty terrible.
So she's pretty stinky is what I could gather.
Maybe.
Lauren Kleiber Eckert asks, what are the best and worst things about living in NYC?
I saw this question and I was trying to think about it. I don't know. I guess the best thing about New York is that there's always something to do. There's a lot of diversity. There's always people around to play with. And then I guess in the worst part is that there's always people around that you really can't do a lot of things because there's always like a million other people that want to do that same cool thing. And also, while I love not having a car, there are times that it really sucks where you don't have a car for like running errands. That you can only carry as much as your arms will hold. And sometimes that just really sucks. You just want to have a trunk of a car so you can buy a lot of stuff all at once.
Yeah. Also,
Oh, and rats. Rats are
rats. I was wondering, do you ever get sick of hearing that Jay-Z song? Yeah. 'Cause they play like constantly there, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, all the
This
time.
is New York,
Yeah, it's just
concrete
piping.
jungles around you.
It's just piping into the streets. It's constant.
Laura also wants to know, how is Amanda doing in a month post-election?
Ugh, it's a struggle. It's a real struggle. But getting by. I'm went through a real like news binge and I'm really trying to kind of temper being aware of what's going on without letting it consume me, because if it would consume me, I think I would just crawl into a ball on the floor and I would just never get up again.
Yeah, I get that. And then Laura's last question. Which married man podcaster annoys you the most?
Oh, I don't know. This is really hard because I don't want to put anybody down.
Come on. You gotta choose. None of this mamby-pamby,
I know.
not pick. That's not fun.
I know. Could I say you? Could we still be friends?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
You could say me. That's fine. I'll remember this. I'm just not gonna release this episode or edit it out, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you wanted me to be honest.
Well, thank you. And since you're honest, we're gonna activate this bonus question right here.
Oh, fantastic.
Gun to your head.
Okay.
You must answer. You cannot not answer this question.
Okay.
You have to murder either Colleen or Shandy.
Oh, no.
Who would you
Oh.
pick and why?
Oh, this is terrible. Well, I guess, I mean, Colleen has a kid, so
Okay.
you can't orphan
Okay,
Zach.
you activated the trap in the bonus question.
Oh.
I knew you'd activate Zach. So here's the thing.
Okay.
In either scenario, Zach is being murdered also. So you
Oh
have to kill either
no.
Shandy or Colleen, but he's dead no matter what. So
Oh
you can't pick
no.
Colleen
This is the worst.
to you can't pick Colleen just to because she has a kid.
Oh. That's terrible. This is a terrible situation.
It's horrible, but I don't know
Yep.
why you're doing it, but you're doing it. So who
Okay.
would you pick?
Well, I mean, Colleen and I have known each other longer, so that's I guess I would have to stick with Colleen. Shandy, I'm super sorry. I love you dearly.
Ooh, I'm sorry. That's actually the wrong answer
How is
because
there a right or wrong answer to this?
the right
They're
answer
both
is
terrible answers because somebody dies.
well, yeah, but then you kill Shandy and Zach's dead. You think Colleen's gonna be a good time? It's not. She's not gonna be fun. With the dead child, that's just gonna be horrible. Like, I would just put Colleen out of her misery. Like, I would be a real true friend to Colleen and do what had to be done and murder Colleen myself. And then, Shandy's not gonna care. So
Well, that is a logic that didn't cross my mind.
You gotta think
Yeah.
about
Well, I mean,
every
you are
scenario.
smarter. You're smarter than I am.
Well,
So
I do have a brilliant brain.
you do. I mean, you're the host of this fantastic show.
Well, not
So
a
of course you're gonna think bigger than my small female brain can handle.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's why you get paid 70% less than I do, and we basically do the same job.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
It's true also in pod. I mean, that's why the Married Men show is 30% better than the broadcast.
Well, that glass ceiling's quite thick, it turns out.
It's glass ceiling, who'd ever heard of a podcast with a bunch of white dudes talking to each other? It's very unoriginal, very in or very original, I'm sorry.
Yeah, innovators.
So any questions you have for me and my brilliant brain while you have me here?
Oh my goodness. So do I get a sneak peek of who's next? Who gets to sit in this
Well,
seat
yes, of
next?
course, of course. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
Oh, sorry. You almost got a sneak peek. But that means we are in our 2-minute lightning round. And
no.
what the
Okay.
2-minute lightning round is when Jay and Jack present a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. It's like Inside the Actor Studio. I offer you rapid questions. Rapid questions.
Both rapid and rabid. Let's
Yes,
do it.
rabbit frothing from your mouth.
Frothy
You
questions.
answer them because the show is about to get cut off in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Anyway, so we need to get, please answer very quickly because we don't want to waste any time, getting through what everyone's favorite part is, the lightning round. Are you ready,
Okay,
Amanda?
I'm ready. No like
Jeez,
or
come on,
I've
hurry
got it.
up.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite word?
There.
There? Which one?
No, is my
Oh,
favorite
okay.
word.
What's your favorite food?
Veggie burgers.
Catskills or Adirondacks?
Catskills.
Breakfast or lunch?
Breakfast.
Dinner or dessert?
Dessert.
Regular or diet?
Regular all the way.
Spit or swallow?
Spit.
Which show on the network have you never listened to?
Dancing with the Stars.
Einstein or Hawking?
Einstein?
What is Nick from the Married Men show's last name?
I have no idea.
What's your favorite Hamilton song?
Wait for it.
Thongs or granny panties?
Granny panties.
Lost or Westworld?
Westworld.
Can you tell us right now a really embarrassing story?
Any. any jealous or really embarrassing stories?
How can you tell us a really embarrassing story?
Yeah, I find what's in an interview.